are trying to bring literature and books to children because people don't really read as much as they used to. And we're trying to get reading sparked back into children's lives. So we've done it through all the books we have shared and made are books that third graders to kindergartners and preschoolers would read. So they're easy books. They're not for upper levels, but.
Well, now do you physically get the books to the people, or how does that work?
So we posted a site. So we went to, so we made books. People in the school volunteered to make books, and us ourselves, members of Pulaski Elementary STLP, we made books, and then there was people in the school who made books. We interviewed authors local to Kentucky and put their books on the site. They will be donating, and they'll be donating, I believe, 10 books each to our library.
Okay, and then, so the idea is that then young kids can go check those books out?
For free and all that.
So will it all be to your library then? The books all come to your library?
I don't know if they're going to do it through schools all throughout the county or just our library. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
The reason we're getting the books is Storybook Trails. They're local in Pulaski County as well. They have put up, so there's parks, and they put up stories along the parks. So maybe if you walk so far, you'll see one page here, and then keep walking, and you'll eventually read the whole book because the pages are scattered throughout the park. So we worked with them, so they put our QR, they put our website on their webpage so people can scan and then go to here and read books.
Oh,
and
okay. Well, let me talk to you.
That's where the books are coming from, Storybook Trail.
Okay.
And their authors.
Oh, you're trying to hide? What's your name?
I'm Kira Wilson.
Carol?
Kira Wilson.
How do you spell?
K-E-I-R-A.
Wilson, okay.
Yeah.
Now, and I didn't ask, now, what grade are you in?
We are both in fifth. We are all
fifth.
In fifth.
Okay,
fifth.
All okay. Fifth. You're in the same school, I guess?
Yes.
Same project, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think about this project?
I think it's a really good project to do because a lot of kids, they don't really go home and think about reading a book. Most of them will probably go into their room and just play some video games. I can relate because my brother does it.
Well, what about you? What do?
I go home and sometimes I have like the schedule and I'll read 15 minutes to my brother just so he can like get a little bit of reading done. My parents set up that project. I set it up too because normally before that I didn't really read a lot and I noticed that my grades were dropping a little bit, and so my parents and I came together and we talked about like 15 minutes of reading, me and my brother and all of that.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that? How long have you been?
I've been doing this routine for about 2 years now. And my scores have really gone up, so. It has helped, so.
Okay, let me ask each of you, so do you have a favorite book or like a series that you like?
My favorite series would be the I have two series in mind. My two favorite series are Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Stick Dog. Those are my two favorite series as of right now.
Okay, what were they again? What were they called?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Stick Dog. They're my favorite series.
Okay. And for you?
Mine is also Diary of the Wimpy Kid, and then one of also my favorites. My brother is reading these two. Not Wimpy Kid, though. The Bad Guys. I really like that series.
Okay.
But I don't read them anymore because they're more of a lower grade level now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, main thing is keep reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.